At Grand Canyon University, we believe in equal opportunity, and the American dream starts with purpose. Whether your pursuit involves a bachelor's, master's, or doctoral degree, GCU's learning environments are designed for supportive networking and collaboration. With over 330 academic programs, GCU provides a path to help you fulfill your dreams. The pursuit to serve others is yours. Find your purpose at GCU. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.
Hey folks, I hope this finds you well. I hope this finds you excited about something in your life. I hope you're enjoying that so many things are opening back up again. I hope you're feeling a little more normal again. I hope you're feeling healthy and confident. I hope you dance, of course. Dance away, you weirdo. But I sincerely hope you're finding some hope in your life. There's someone calling. That's the security company calling because they call every day because I haven't renewed the security thing on our house because the door got broken in our basement. So that needs to be fixed. Okay. Where was I? But yes, I sincerely hope you're finding some hope in your life and, you know, that this podcast we're doing every week does something to encourage that. Now, I want to share something with you that might not sound very hopeful, but it helped me out a lot in my career and really just in my life. Okay. I remember I was about to step on stage one night and I had this thought. As a performer, you just have those, I don't know if you call them butterflies. When you first start out, you don't have material. It's more of like a knife sticking in your stomach. It's just that it's dreadful. But as you go along, you get material and things, it becomes more of an anxiety. Let's get this show on the road kind of a thing. But there's still some nervousness, and that's good. You want that because that gives you, you know, a little more energy. So I'm backstage, and I just had this thought, and the thought was this. I'm not the best comic, and I'm not the worst comic, but that's all right. This show, you know, it's going to blow some people away, and for others, it'll be kind of eh, and that's okay. And just thinking that just put this sense of calm and lightness into my being, you know, the knowledge that whether that show went well or not so well, it helped me. It gave me some clarity and some context because, like it or not, I'm not that big of a deal. Life is going to go on with or without me and my little comedy show. I guess what I'm trying to say is that in my life, instead of me putting all my heart and soul and happiness into being great, I'd much rather put my worth into greatly being. Life is a fascinating show, and you don't have to be the star in it. Just find what you love to do and do it as much as you can. And what people think about it is really none of your business. So I hope that today you get out there, do your best, and greatly be. On this episode, the gang and I discuss my new era of hair maintenance. Oh, so sad. Luke shakes a tower, and Livy does one of the most spot-on impressions we have ever heard. Trust me, you will be blown away. Okay? Now, this show won't be the best or worst one you've ever heard, but that's okay. And once again, thanks for stopping by the Tim Hawkins Podcast.
Okay, ask that question again.
Okay,
would you rather be thick in your body, but thick in your hair, or thin in your body and thin in your hair?
Oh, okay. Thick bod, thick hair.
That's not one of the. So thin in the body, thick in the hair. What? Thick in the body, thick. Okay, yeah, you're right.
Thick body, thin in the body, thick in the hair is ideal.
Thin in the body, thin in the hair. So you'd be in shape with thin hair opposed to out of shape. Thick hair.
Which is easier for guys because they can just be thin and shave themselves bald.
Yeah.
Yeah, but then you're bald.
A girl can do that too.
That's not always a good thing.
Is that in style
anymore? Me bald. Ugh.
There was a...
Yeah, I have a really round head.
Yeah.
Me bald. So we saw a video today where this kid would run up and put plungers on bald guys' heads.
At the beach.
What did they do?
They'd freak out.
Yeah.
They didn't know what to do.
They would all just run after him with like the plunger still stuck to their head.
It's so hard to look cool when you have a plunger stuck to your head.
I mean, I've done it running a few times, but it's difficult.
I can usually make things kind of cool because that's just who I am.
Yeah.
I don't think I can make that cool at all.
Wait, isn't it hard these days though? Because now you don't know when people are bald, if they have cancer or if they're just cool.
That's right.
Or what's the disease? Alopecia.
Alopecia. Or that. Mm-hmm. So then I don't know to be like, are you, hey, or like,
is it okay to play a plant?
You know, does that make sense?
Yeah, this kid in my school didn't have eyebrows or bald head. Or
yeah, no, that's easier to tell.
Yeah. No, alopecia. But he had alopecia. He didn't have a.
Yeah, Libby had a friend named Olivia. Cancer.
Yeah, I did.
Is it your?
She was in my Girl Scouts group.
I think I saw her.
Yes.
Not too long ago. She was really cute. Yeah.
Wait, she has alopecia?
Yeah, but she was totally like embraced it even when I saw her.
Yeah.
It seemed like it.
That's cool.
Well, Olivia was in our bathroom and she saw something on the counter. And Olivia, what did you see on the counter?
I saw Rogaine on the counter.
So, folks, you know, you have.
That just started last night.
Yeah, yeah. You have these.
Per the suggestion of friends.
Yeah.
These, well, no, not like
signposts.
No.
Man, you need some Rogaine, dude.
Well, you have these signposts in your life, and that's definitely a signpost, I think. Aww. The Rogaine for a guy.
Yeah.
That's a big step.
Yep. Well, you still have your hair, and so they were just saying that it's best to keep your hair.
Right, right. I was told by a friend that, hey, are you do Rogaine? I'm like, no, fill me in.
What do you think?
So, Rogaine is just a hormone for your hair, I believe.
Really?
That's what they said, yeah.
Don't you have a song, Rogaine?
Mm-hmm.
Rogaine.
Yeah. No, it's instead of cocaine by Eric Clapton.
It is?
When your hairline is down, Rogaine.
You don't know your words?
I really don't, which is embarrassing.
Why do you think guys, you know how they have like the donut hair, like a clown hair, where it's like real nasty and short on the sides and they're bald on top? Like, what is it in dudes that they just can't shave that off? They look younger when
they
shave it off.
They have to keep it.
That's easy for you to say, Mr. Tarzan over there.
Hey.
With lots of hair.
It's like Jim Morrison and Tarzan had a baby.
But I feel like it makes them look old. They would look so much younger without it. Sure. But also,
I'm just trying to help them out.
Also, if they have it and you're rocking it, good for you. Keep it up. Be confident in who you are.
Own it. Hit. Own
now,
it.
This person yesterday, they actually had the hair taken from the back.
Well,
and put in the front.
Yeah, that's nice. Well, I have always thought
it works.
I've always thought that people should do reverse mohawks. Like normally, you cut the sides and you leave the top.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
They should shave
like
the
headphones.
Top.
Like a headphone.
Yeah, but you just do one stripe down the middle and leave the sides.
Every time I think of hair plugs, I think of an Arrested Development when Tobias gets them
in the hair plugs. Oh, it's so gross.
He has the dried blood all over his head.
That's so gross.
It's really nasty.
And you can see every single hole.
Yeah. Well, that's pretty bold.
The funny part about that is because he's trying to look like his brother-in-law, right, who's also already balding. But he had to get hair plugs. To get to a point where he had a receding hairline.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I think I'm getting disgusting. To an age where you think about that, the hair plug surgery that you have to go through. I mean, that's probably pretty painful stuff.
Yeah.
Just thousands of,
they said it wasn't too bad, but.
But that's how much you desire hair, you know?
Yeah,
and Botox, I get it now. I get that. I don't.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't. I don't like needles.
I don't like the Botox.
Mm. Yeah.
Nothing is worth it. Is worth that.
Nothing is worth it.
Nothing
anywhere.
Is worth it, ever.
I get it.
Just give up now. Just kidding.
Don't. Wait, you get what Livy's saying, or you get the idea of Botox?
Because they have that filler now too. It's not just botulism that you're injecting, but it's actual just filler. I'm guessing it's just fat. Is it just like cellulose or something?
Cellulose.
Is it like jello?
Delicioso.
Jello pudding.
Delicioso.
Delicioso.
Who's that? We have a special guest.
That is Dora the Explorer.
Yes. She's Dora the Explorer. Oh,
today I was trying to do vocal warm-ups. Just, you know, because like sometimes when I don't speak to people all day, I'm like, I don't want to like be weird when I'm talking.
Right.
So what did I do? Portal turtle, portal turtle, portal turtle. Can you do it?
What is
and
that
why
for?
Were you doing that?
I was nervous about tonight, and I was like, I just need to like get on my A game.
Wait. Oh, you're nervous about the podcast?
Yeah. So I was doing vocal exercises, and I made one up, and then I was like, that's actually really hard.
Wait,
and it was portal turtle, portal
turtle,
portal turtle.
Portal turtle.
Can you say it?
The human torch. Human torch could not get a bank loan.
Can you say that five times fast?
Portal turtle.
Portal turtle. Portal turtle. Portal turtle. Portal turtle. Portal turtle.
Isn't that hard?
Yeah, it's easy.
No, you didn't do it.
It does.
Portal turtle. Portal turtle. Portal turtle.
Portal turtle.
Well, I mean, I would be.
Portal turtle.
Now, were you nervous about tonight because you're singing or something? Or
no.
Well, you said
just,
voice.
You know, sometimes, you know, I'm just.
Well,
like,
after the slam poetry episode, I think.
Oh, I thought you had.
You got some serious fans now.
I think it's just too much pressure on my shoulders now because of all the talent that I carry. So I was really nervous. So I had to practice Portal Turtle.
Portal Turtle.
Portal Turtle. Portal Turtle.
Well, you know, we did have 125,000 downloads last month. So that's pretty huge. That's
Daddy.
And that's just going to grow.
You're so famous.
That's going to, no, we are famous.
We
are famous.
Well, that's barely famous. 125,000.
I know. There's like 125,000 people within 5 miles of us right now.
Millions.
I think, yeah, people don't realize how many people there just are.
Oh, there's so many. I think about that every day. That's the majority of what I think about is how many people are in the world, and it's overwhelming. But then I'm like, God is in control of everyone, so I don't have to worry about it.
Do you think about it because you're out there delivering?
Yeah, I'm just out in the world. I just see every type of person ever. And, you know.
Yep.
And isn't it wild? You barely see the same person twice.
Yes.
Levi,
I mean, unless it's a grocery store attendant or somebody.
No, it's so weird.
Get familiar with life.
Levi and I think that people repeat. Like there's clones. Like that's our theory. Because when we were traveling and I was doing merch and Levi was doing merch. Even after like 4 or 5 cities, I was like, I've seen different versions of the same person like 4 or 5 times. Like,
well, it's like the video games in the like in the crowds. Yeah. Every 10th person's the same person.
Yeah, no, it's like you get asked same questions, the exact same like personalities. It's like there's only like 2 or 3 people I know that are like genuinely unique, like that I've never met
on the road. You mean
when just like in general, like. Because there's always someone that's like, well, this person's kind of like this person. Or you think
right.
like this
or you
person.
Look, or you have a lookalike.
Maybe. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But there are just a few people.
I get what you're saying. Yeah, there are some people in that you see in life. I have never seen anybody or heard anybody like this.
Well, apparently I'm generic because so often people have said, you look so familiar. Or someone has come and talked to me in a grocery store as if they knew me.
Well, let's talk about who you look like, the celebrities that you look like. You've been like Amy Irving. Amy Irving.
Oh, back in the day, maybe.
Who is the lady on Officer and the Gentleman?
Amy Grant.
Amy Grant.
Ellen DeGeneres.
Oh, Deborah Winger.
Ellen DeGeneres. Deborah Winger. Yep. Everybody Google Deborah Winger. That's
the one that most. Someone told me I look like Kirstie Alley. They stopped.
Kirstie Alley. Yep. Not now.
No. Thank you.
Kirstie. PK.
Kirstie.
I don't know who these people. She was on Cheers.
It's all old. Oh.
She was on Cheers.
People. They're my age.
Yeah.
But no, I'm just saying they, even just like regular people, so.
Dad, who do you look like?
Oh my gosh.
People have made a whole
where do we start?
Sister Wives guy.
Owen Wilson, really?
I don't know.
I have heard that actually because your nose.
I've heard Woody Harrelson.
Oh, yeah.
I've heard.
There's been a.
Brett Hull.
They did that on
hockey
your
player.
Webpage for a while where they had Tuesday lookalike.
Yeah,
thing
they
or
had
whatever.
Tim Poster, we called it.
Oh, nice.
That's funny.
Which, guys, you're welcome on Instagram. If you see a picture that looks like me, put it on the Instagram, post it and
tag
it. Dale Earnhardt Jr.
Oh, that's right. So, did you always say Brett Hull?
Brett Hull,
because people
the hockey player,
when you were younger.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of people said Sean Penn.
That one scene from
Dick
Walter
Cheney.
Mitty.
Dick Cheney. I've had several
Dick
people
Cheney.
Say
Barack Obama,
Richard Nixon.
Not at all.
No, I've heard several people say not Morton Downey Jr. What's his name?
Morgan Freeman Jr.
That was the longest night of his life.
Isn't
I don't see that.
Andy Dufresne.
But people used to tell when you would wear your glasses and you had your hair a certain way.
And I had a goatee. Robert. Yes, yes.
Like someone on the we were on an escalator in Dallas and they're like, oh my gosh, it's Bono. We were looking around for Bono. They were pointing at that.
Right. So, which I have actually given a couple of autographs as Brett Hull.
Wow.
You have.
At least one I know, I remember.
Wow. Is that in Arizona?
Oh, you're Brett Hull? Yeah. Sure. I signed an autograph.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. You know what I wrote?
Love it.
John Krasinski.
Genius.
That's what I wrote.
Did you?
That, huh?
Did
no,
you?
No, I didn't. That's a thing on The Office. That's trivia. It's what John Krasinski signs Meredith's cast, her pelvic cast.
Does he say John
and he,
Krasinski?
And he writes John Krasinski.
That's really funny. Oh, nice.
So there's your little, you know, little something for
little
you.
Tidbit.
I'll read that when I get home.
Little Easter egg. You'll read The Office scene?
No, that's what she said.
Oh.
To him.
I had a little, I'm going to be real. Can I be real?
Maybe.
You know, we have a lot of talk of racism and prejudice and things like that. Mm-hmm. Do you ever question yourself sometimes? You find yourself maybe a little racist?
Yes.
I and I'll give
I
you.
I got an, a think of a scenario, but yeah.
Well, I'll give you an example. I'm watching the LPGA. I'm watching the women's golf tournament, right? And it's been dominated by Asian women. Mm-hmm. Just, you know, Korean, mostly Korean.
Yeah.
But, which that's great. But there was an American woman was winning. Mm-hmm. And I was rooting for her.
Yep.
Because I was thinking, well, it's kind of balanced because the Koreans have been dominating so much. It'd be nice to have an American, you know.
Yeah.
She was white.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay. But she ended up losing at the end. And I was okay with that. I was happy for the lady who won from Korea, right? Mm-hmm. But then two nights ago was the Floyd Mayweather fight against Logan Paul.
Logan Paul, baby.
Against Logan Paul.
Yeah.
And I totally wanted Mayweather to win.
Yes.
I was totally for him.
Yeah. Well, Logan Paul sucks. That's probably why. Yeah. And they're both American. I think it's not racist because you're talking about different countries. It's right. Like nationalities. Well, like the Olympics, everyone goes to the United States.
Yeah.
Not just like Norway or whatever.
Also, I think you wouldn't think about that if everyone in the world was telling you one thing. Like, you know what I mean?
Like right.
Talking you wouldn't about think that way if everyone is like so on everyone's toes about being racist and all that. Yeah. But now it's almost to this point where it's like, it does make you think differently because everyone is so like, if you even do anything that's slightly towards another race, that's like whatever, you are a racist. But you're not. It's just like you now that's in the forefront of your mind. Like, don't be this, don't be that, where those things do pop up to you more when before they didn't at all.
Yeah.
Like, it's just so frustrating because I'm like, oh my gosh, like I did not think about this stuff before. And now I do because it's so like in my face all the time.
Yeah. Well, and if the tables had been turned on that whole golfing situation and if it was some other nationality or maybe it was Americans that kept winning. And then there was another nationality that was pulling the lead. You might've been, you're just kind of for the underdog.
I think so. And, but also a little bit is like, I like to see America win.
Well, for sure.
It was more, I think it was more of a country thing too.
It was because it was like America versus
like when you watch the Olympics, you know, these weird sports, you're like, who's the American? Who could I vote? You know, who am I rooting for here?
Curling or whatever it's called.
Yeah.
I get what you're saying though.
But for the Mayweather fight, I was totally, yes, I wanted him to 100% win.
Destroy.
I'm knock him out.
Yeah, just because he just amazes me. He's like the best of the best. Well, speaking of Logan Paul, we've been working on a new segment, Jackson Rants. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
And I've got a little treat for everybody.
Yay.
We've got a Jackson Rants, but I kind of tricked it up a little bit. So let's see if we can get it right. You guys ready?
He is such a young man, but he has so much to say. And he loves to give opinions in an opinionating way. He is loved from California to the sweatshops in Bombay. So it's time to take some time for Jackson Ranting.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, we have been tricked. Dare I say, bamboozled by the recent events of Jake Paul and Logan Paul. Any person whose last name is Paul, because, oh boy, was I disappointed. I don't know what to rant.
He is such a young man, but he has so much to say. And he loves to give.
That's amazing.
Is that the end of it?
Yeah, that was it.
It's perfect.
Now.
He is loved from California.
Here's why I sing this song.
The
song is longer than the rap.
So that's so cool.
Baller.
Jackson Ranting.
I love that song. Okay. Wow.
Awesome. Yeah.
I did that today.
That's freaking sick.
So that's our first real segment.
When did he do the rant?
Today. He did a couple because I was listening to him and doing the Jake Paul thing or whatever. And he did 20 seconds. He's like, and then he tried it again. And this one was 37 seconds. And he was just, But then he did a 4.5 minute one about music. So I said, well, because I listened to that one. I said, I didn't give him parameters. So I said, let's do that. We'll do that one again about music. And then, you know, a minute to a minute and a half or something.
Because how
like
long
that.
Was your song?
The song was, it's 30 seconds.
I need more time for the song to play twice than I do for your rant.
Maybe that could be part of it. Do you guys like the song or should it be shorter?
I love the song.
The song is funny.
Well, I liked how, everything he had to say, because that's how I feel about it too.
Well, what was he talking about?
Jake, I don't even know. Jake Paul, Logan Paul.
Who are they?
The fight.
Oh, I missed it. Okay.
Yeah.
I just watched it the other night.
The fighters. And then he just goes, doesn't know what to say. So he's that's all he does.
Yeah.
And it's perfect.
Yeah.
Sums it up.
That was amazing.
That's my thoughts exactly. I don't know what to say.
I'm listening back to it because that was kind of a raw cut. Like, oh, I'm like, that's kind of funny.
Yeah.
So let's package it and make it.
Package it.
So that's a special moment in our show.
Yeah. Wow.
If you had a segment, we've talked about a little bit, but what do you?
Oh, right. If I had a segment, it would be things that make me uncomfortable.
Ooh.
But that I think that's similar to ranting, probably.
Mm-hmm. Well, would you want a song for it? Would you want a?
Of course I would.
Some bumper music?
Yes.
Okay.
Of course.
What style bumper music would you like?
Like
rave.
Like rock, like metal.
Heavy metal.
Heavy metal.
Right. Which heavy metal does make you uncomfortable.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's why I would want it.
It does? Heavy metal makes you uncomfortable?
I don't think she loves it.
Yeah, I don't like screaming.
You don't?
Don't go and play one now.
I'm not. I'm just.
You are.
I am totally not.
You totally are.
I am not. Totally not.
Whatever, man.
Well, I think this kind of goes into the main segment. This song right here. From heavy metal god, Ronnie James Dio.
Is this Casting Crowns' new song?
Yep.
All right.
Luke, you're so funny.
Oh, this just gets me amped.
I could lift some weights to that.
That's Ronnie James Dio, who I think is very, very underrated singer that doesn't get talked about a lot.
Is he from a group?
As much. Yeah, he sang for that Christian group Black Sabbath, and then he sang for himself, and he sang for Rainbow. Mm. But it was pretty funny. We're at my mom and dad's house this week.
Yeah.
And my dad is on his little laptop. You never know what he's doing. He's usually shopping for whatever. He said, hey, you guys know the 25 most overrated bands or singers?
Yeah,
25 most overrated singers, and it was, I loved it. I was so like, great. Dad, that's awesome. Let's talk about it.
Yeah.
Of course, we were fighting about it more.
And
well, we weren't fighting with each other, but just the list.
Right. Well, that's the kind of the meat of the Today Show is about overrated lists and how they're just
of any kind or just
well, they're mostly bogus. Artists. I think they're bogus because when somebody says overrated,
what's the person deciding?
Yeah. How do you define overrated? You know,
subjective.
It's very subjective, and most of the time it's just, you know, someone you don't like.
Yeah.
You know, it's like it's a word used. You know, like, oh, they're just overrated. You just don't like them. It's like in the church if somebody says something's anointed. That's really anointed. Usually means they just like it.
Mm-hmm.
That song is so
that's
anointed.
A good point.
Okay.
Sometimes it is.
Yeah. Sometimes I get it. But
bars.
You just really like it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm losing a lot of followers right now. I'm going deep. First, I played Ronnie James Dio, and now I'm saying that. So. I'm a risk taker.
You are. Wow. Groundbreaking. So
I'm on Rogaine and I I make it happen.
Affecting your brain.
Can I say something before we start this?
Sure.
So our fight about the table saw, somebody messaged a big daddy over here.
Big
and
daddy.
Said, don't question my words. And said, I work with table saws and you do not replace them. You get a new one.
That is
so coming. Coming from an expert, I'd like to say that this point is settled.
Thank
you. Hold on.
That's awesome.
No.
I get to say something.
I feel humble right now.
Has said
that is
you may not replace it.
Okay.
Thank you.
No.
You have to let someone speak. Just let me say.
Okay, wait a second. Wait. Let's set it up.
No.
Was it last week's show?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. We're talking about Scattergories and that Luke and I think Luke and me, that was really our only real tension we had in our since
still
we know
have
one another.
Some tension, I guess.
And in Scattergories, they give you a letter and then different topics and you have to come up with that topic category, whatever, starting with that letter.
Uh-huh.
And the letter was T and the thing was things you replace and Luke put table saw.
Yep.
And I came to the conclusion that, well, then anything that you have is replaceable.
And I
agree. According to the expert, you cannot.
So Olivia's saying she got from a table
From a table saw expert.
There are no table saw experts.
It's
called a TSE.
Table saw expert, baby.
That's
right.
I don't want to relive
this. Someone messages you.
End of the conversation. It is over.
Okay, let's let Luke speak.
Yeah, thank you. Let me see. Some random person messages you.
Can't even speak, right? See, because he's lying.
The hotel. How do you know this guy knows anything about table saws? Who gives him the right to say anything about table saws? It makes zero sense. I know.
This is an overrated.
He's listening to your show and says, he says, "Oh, I know about table saws, so I can give my opinion."
That's
on
right.
It.
I sure. trust this guy
Who
with my
is
life.
This guy? This
Doesn't
guy
matter.
That, I think this guy's overrated.
Hotel. I think that's an overrated.
You are so competitive.
Oh, I know.
So competitive.
Oh, I'm boiling
okay,
right now.
Okay, can I tell
But we all are. So.
Wait, let me tell Luke's story. When I first met Luke, when he was first hanging out, and Jackson is very competitive. But I remember he came to me and he said, "Man, I don't know if I can play, you know, with Jackson. He's just throws a fit and he's so competitive." And it's I was true. Like, "Well, you know, feel free to tell him, like, I'm not doing this. You know, I'm out until you want to play normal." And then later, Libby goes, "Luke is so competitive. He's just mad because he's getting beat."
They are very similar.
But
you still were allowed to do that.
We are all competitive in this room. Don't
okay, Dad, do you have something bad about Luke that you want to say too?
Yeah, let's just roast
no.
Luke.
No. Well, Luke, I used to play racquetball with my cousin Darren.
Oh, he broke something.
And who I love dearly.
Which were gifts I gave him.
Yeah. And I remember one time, two things.
Yeah.
One thing, I hit a bad shot, and I yelled so loud, I screamed that I saw stars. I almost passed out.
Wow.
Yeah.
Second, that we were playing racquetball, and then I you know, bad shot, just... You know, smashed the racket against the wall, just in pieces.
I can relate.
Oh yeah, Luke. So,
and you've broken
stuff.
A squash racket that I got
broken
you for your birthday,
racket.
And you've thrown a club into the pond.
One time we were playing Catan, and Luke won, lost, and then he threw all the pieces across the room.
That's not true. I didn't lose. Someone did something.
Oh my gosh. He had to make sure we knew he didn't lose.
So if anybody listening right now, give us your Catan story. I know there's more out there. Give us your category stories. Give us your embarrassing,
when I was
competitive
when we were waiting for Spencer to come out because he was overdue, and my mom was there. We were playing spades.
That's a way to say it.
And my mom kept winning at spades, and Tim got so mad he took the cards and chucked them against the wall and stomped out. My mom was like, "Whoa." She was like, "Is this
all right?"
Real
I'm sorry to rough up some feathers here, but we can get back to music.
So, well, we're talking about.
So mad at me, dude. He just looks at me.
That's so funny.
It's so funny because you guys are all calling me competitive, but we all know.
No,
we're
we all
the
are.
Same.
We all are,
dude.
We're
no,
saying
I am
you're
very
one of
competitive.
Us.
I try to choke Luke when he's winning. So.
She literally grabbed my throat the other day playing cornhole. I didn't say anything. I was just tossing bags.
Why is that? Why do we so want to
win?
I don't know what it is. Like, even this conversation just makes me like...
He's like genuinely upset right now.
No. It's not that. I'm just like... That's how I feel right now.
Like Jackson, right?
Yes. No, just like Jackson. Throw things, I guess.
Because of the table saw thing? Or why? I think I'm...
Dad is so proud
just
of
wants
him.
To play a song.
I mean, this song is kind of sick.
It's kind of the Beatles.
Beatles?
With a different
wow,
voice.
Wow, okay.
Seriously.
I don't know. I think the song I just created is Beatle caliber.
Yeah, I kind of remind myself of the Beatles.
Yeah, it's like in American Idol. Who would you compare yourself to? Queen.
Yeah.
I'd say you think very highly of yourself.
Yeah.
With your little ditty.
What are your negatives? Well, I give too much. I care too much.
Yeah. I work too hard. I care too much.
No, I'm very overrated. Now a lot of these musical overrated bands, they'll talk about the Beatles. And first of all, no. I think you get you get to a certain point.
You get to guess who that was, audience.
Yeah, there are certain people that are exempt from any overrated list ever, ever. Whatever it means, you are exempt. It's like if you're, you know, like Garth Brooks, he's exempt.
Yep.
He's not overrated. So I don't care what you say.
Yeah.
If you sell,
have you seen old Garthy's
500 million thingy? Records? You're exempt.
It's an alter ego.
So much.
I don't care what you Garthy. Think about him. It is at the point, it's not subjective anymore. It's objective.
Like you
he's not overrated.
Michael Jordan is an exempt. Michael Jordan is.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes. Sports
overrated.
Too. Will Chamberlain.
Yeah. Right. Bill Russell.
Certain. Not overrated. I actually made a list of people who, just as we start, are exempt from these lists. And you can argue with me.
Okay.
The Beatles, Led Zeppelin.
Okay.
The Eagles. Uh-huh. Garth Brooks.
Eagles. Okay.
You think they're overrated?
No.
Okay. Because you're wrong.
The Birds are also not overrated.
This one. Okay. This one might get some argument. Queen.
Oh, I think they are awesome.
Okay.
Yeah. I think they're underrated.
I know. It's okay. They were popular, but it didn't seem like it was I mean, they're pretty awesome.
Okay. David Bowie.
Yeah.
Mm. Okay. I know that's going to be.
Mm. I know that's your favorite, isn't it?
Well, it's not. I'm just saying.
Favorite, but.
Yeah, I think he's exempt.
Dad's got
and it's my
a
show.
Girl crush. Dad's got a boy crush. Is that a real song?
Yeah. It is. Yes. Will you shut up, please? Gosh, you're so dumb.
Embarrassing me.
Billy Joel.
Jelly Bowl.
Okay.
Sorry. Wait, can I say something more?
Yeah, go ahead.
Luke, sorry, I'm so sorry to interrupt again, but Luke likes to switch the first letters of things,
yeah,
like that.
Like take
and
a
one
shower,
time,
shake a tower.
One time, he walked into the house and I was doing a workout, and he said, "Liv, you look so fat today." But he meant to say fit and flat, but he combined it and said fat.
Oh my gosh!
Fit and flat. Oh yeah,
it's pile on Luke day.
Yeah, it is. Just roast me.
So we got Elton John number 8, and then 2 more. I got Michael Jackson and Prince. You can't.
Well,
okay.
You could kind of Michael Jackson now, but
what about
for his musical.
Okay, I'll say this, but I'm going to say my third controversial thing. Michael Jackson didn't touch any kids.
Okay.
I've done the research.
Yeah, he's done the research, but you can go head to head with other people as you have.
Yeah. Anyway.
All right, cool. Well, what was I saying? That was way more
important. You're making fun of me.
Oh, no. What about newer artists? Because like that's all kind of like old people.
Well, that was exempt. That's kind of
they're exempt.
It's easier to come because they had a full career. Well, there. Let's talk about it.
Is Justin Bieber
like I would say like Taylor Swift?
Is overrated or not?
Not overrated.
I think
John Mayer.
I think Shakespeare is overrated.
I would agree.
I think you're out of your mind.
Shakespeare?
Yeah.
I think that his stories are boring to me, and
but his stories are redone. Over and over again in modern times, just don't know that it is a Shakespeare.
Luke,
premise.
You're wrong.
I know. I mean, people would say that, but
wah, wah,
this is my
wah.
Opinion rating.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. I'm Dax Shepherd. I'm joined by Minister Mouse Monica Padman.
Hi there.
We have a really fun show. We want you guys to join. We talk to celebrities and professors and lawyers and doctors and very smart, interesting people. And we find out how messy their lives have been, how many twists and turns it took to get to where they're at, and a general exploration on the messiness of being a human being. And of course, Monica's, you'll get updates about her
love
building
life.
Project, love life, you name it. So if you want to join us, please follow Armchair Expert to get new episodes every Monday and Thursday. Plus, find your other favorite podcasts free on Spotify.
This podcast is sponsored by Faithful Counseling. Now, is there something interfering with your happiness or is preventing you from achieving your goals? For me, one of the things is just a sense of perfection. I'm so used to going to my little comedy lab and just working on my little bits and jokes and just waiting until they're perfect to release them to the world. And you just can't live your life that way. It's just more fun to get out there and make mistakes. So that's, the perfection thing gets in the way of my goals. Well, Faithful Counseling will assess your needs and match you with your own licensed professional therapist. Faithful Counseling is a solution for people seeking traditional mental health counseling who would prefer hearing from the perspective of a Christian. If you're seeking a mental health professional who's a practicing Christian, Faithful Counseling may be a great option for you. It's not a crisis line. It's not self-help. It's professional counseling done securely online. There's a broad range of expertise in Faithful Counseling's counselor network, which may not be locally available in many areas. The service is available for clients worldwide. You can log into your account anytime and send a message to your counselor. You'll get timely and thoughtful responses. Plus, you can schedule weekly video or phone sessions so you won't ever have to sit in an uncomfortable waiting room as with traditional therapy. Faithful Counseling is committed to facilitating great therapeutic matches, so they make it easy and free to change counselors if you need to. And that's big. It's more affordable than traditional offline counseling, and financial aid is available. That's cool. Faithful Counseling wants you to start living a happier life today. Visit their website and read their testimonials that are posted daily. Like this testimonial for Dr. Terry Sawyer. It says, Dr. Sawyer has truly given me tools to make earth-shattering changes in my home. She's been life-changing for sure. I only wish I would have found her earlier in my life. She is a blessing. And big exclamation points after that. Visit faithfulcounseling.com/Tim Hawkins and join over the 500,000 people. Wow. Taking charge of their mental health with the help of an experienced professional. Now, there's a special offer for the Tim Hawkins podcast listeners. You get 10% off your first month at faithfulcounseling.com/Tim Hawkins. And a big thanks to Faithful Counseling for sponsoring this episode. I always think we got to tell the Bobby story.
Yeah.
My friend Bobby.
Oh, that's cute.
Who was from Festus. And we're at Shakespeare in the Park. Mm-hmm. You know this story?
Yeah.
Oh, and they're
yeah.
doing the Taming of the Shrew. And one one of the lines was, is it As You Like It or Kiss
no,
Me
it's
Kate?
It's like Kiss Me Kate.
Kiss Me Kate. That's in a Shakespeare play, mm-hmm. Taming of the Shrew, the Kiss Me Kate. And Bobby looks around and he goes, what? I thought that was from that movie Holes.
Well, he actually said, that's from the movie Holes.
Oh, that's amazing.
And I said, no, it originates with and this Heather, one from Heather, Shakespeare. And he goes, how do you know that? I go, because Shakespeare lived before the story of Holes.
Like,
he goes,
Heather, you're so smart.
Because you're so smart. That's from Holes.
That's so funny. So, hey, Holes is exempt.
That's a great movie.
Holes is exempt. I think something that's exempt that you can't call overrated is Bruno Mars' halftime performance.
Oh, he's so good.
That's, yeah, that was good.
So good.
That's exempt.
You think so?
You can't argue
yeah.
that.
Yeah.
I like Bruno Mars.
Yeah. I don't know. Help me with new artists. I mean, because I'm totally out of the loop.
Well, let's see. Biggest artist.
Ed Sheeran. How about Ed Sheeran?
Well, he was on the overrated list. Liv doesn't like him.
I don't personally like him.
That's because I think he's too.
I would say he is probably like one of our greatest.
The artist, probably the top three artists of our generation is from 2010 until now. It's probably Ed Sheeran, Drake, Taylor Swift, and Justin Bieber.
Yeah.
Those Drake? Would be
the four. Drake is the number one. Yes. He's like the number Drake one in the world is, as far as Spotify downloads. Huh. And
yes. Yeah.
Everything.
Sure. Yeah, you know what's amazing? I saw him. It was last year. I think it was a viral video that, is it DJ Khalid or Khaled. Something like that? Or mm-hmm. No, it wasn't him. It was like Frank. Is it Frank Ocean?
Yeah, yes. Frank Ocean.
Frank Ocean was supposed to sing and he wasn't there for some reason. Mm-hmm. And Drake gets up and he gets booed off the stage.
Yeah.
What?
And I'm like, he's the number one
That's crazy.
Artist
Where
in the
was
world.
He that they were booing
some,
him?
Some gig. That everybody was ready for Frank Ocean.
How rude.
That proves a lot.
Yeah.
Even if you're, you know.
One of our friends, she claims to not like Ariana Grande, Ed Sheeran, Justin Bieber, because they're all like too big, right? But at the end of the year, Spotify comes out with like, this is who you listen to all year. And she's like, I'm just into these like indie rock bands from like 2004 that no one's heard of. And they're just underground. That's all I listen to. And it's like on the Spotify at the end of the year, 1, 2, 3, 4 is like Ariana Grande, Ed Sheeran, Justin Bieber, Drake. It's just like that everybody that everyone listens right. to. It's like, I don't need
McDonald's, Wendy's, yeah, exactly. Taco Bell.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
She laughs about it though.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, that isn't that's that it, I think that's one of the definitions of overrated is more oversold. You're just selling more than everybody else.
Remember I tried to download Meatloaf or something one time? It's downloaded this. What was
it? Well, some like beginning of Spotify, if you would try to download stuff, sometimes the bands wouldn't let their music be on Spotify.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So you get like the tribute band.
Oh.
So
something.
She says, so Heather downloaded what she thought was Meatloaf Bat Out of Hell.
Yeah.
And it was called Meatloaf Bats from Hell.
Yeah. Oh, it was like that. And I was like, what is this? It was really bad.
Oh my gosh. Do you guys remember when you two, like, when we had Apple Music, iTunes,
and
you two like automatically downloaded their new album to everyone's iTunes.
Yeah.
And I saw this meme the other day that was like, Sometimes I still think about that and I get mad.
Right.
Well, that was forced to listen to it.
That's the vaccine. That's the music version of the vaccine.
That was our world's biggest problem at the time, was that we got free music from YouTube.
We got free music from YouTube.
Oh, yeah.
Free album
so
from the
sad.
Best band in the world. Yeah. Biggest band in the world.
Yeah.
We were talking about bands and overrated and underrated. I think a really underrated band, they're called The Shags.
Oh, you should look them up.
Have you ever heard of them? Just type in
underrated.
My Pal Foot Foot by The Shags. I think they're the most underrated band out there right now.
Nope.
Hold on. It gets better. Hold on.
That's why they're underrated.
I love this.
Oh. Show the song some respect, you guys.
Underrated, The Shags. Give them some love.
Are they kids?
No, they're three grown women.
This is how I would play. I wouldn't want to, but I would.
Wait, you have to wait until they start singing, because that's the best part.
Oh, but this part is so bad.
Oh, they sing.
My name is Football, he always likes to roam. My pal's name is Football, I never find him home.
Is this Olivia?
Oh!
I mean, it sounds like Olivia being funny. I don't mean, she has a really good voice.
Get wrecked. Get wrecked.
Wait, one time.
Turn it off.
Why should I turn off?
Turn off.
Okay. Mom is always like backhandedly insulting me.
It's not on purpose. For a joke.
But no, I know. But it's funny because we have this like face app thing that makes your face like fat. And I like did that on Luke and I's face. And she thought it was just me normal.
I did? I can't remember
that. It was like I put the filter of the fat face on me. And she's like,
sure, it was a joke.
You look so good.
Yeah, she's like, wait, when are you going to do it to your face?
Well, obviously, I was joking.
I don't think you were.
No, she teaches.
It was hilarious, though.
That is funny, though.
It was funny.
I don't remember, but.
I was like, wow, I just got really burned by my mom right there.
Well, I don't think you have a fat face, so I'm sure it was.
It was so funny.
Tongue in cheek.
Where did you find that?
That's terrible.
Wow. Don't you love it?
Isn't that amazing? My brother,
it's like impressive how bad it is.
Guys.
Isn't it?
You guys come up. I just don't.
We got the finds.
What foot? What was it called?
My pal foot.
My pal foot foot.
My pal foot.
It's just my pal foot foot.
Wow. Amazing.
Dun, dun. It was so. I couldn't
I'm
do
just
that.
My foot foot. Oh, so good. Well, did you want questions?
Oh, yeah.
Because we have answers.
Because Dad wrote on a piece of notepad Instagram questions and then passed it to me. Yes. So
you have anything?
Your girl does. It says, I am getting married in a few months. Any marriage advice from the two happy couples?
Wait.
Oh, was that us?
We're the two happy couples? I was thinking it was him. I was like, wait.
Wait, you thought they were talking about themselves?
You're in a cult?
Dude, are you marrying two women?
And a dude.
Oh. Is it from a guy?
Do you take these women?
Who's asking the question, a girl or a guy?
A boy.
Okay, all right, we'll get down. Good marriage advice. Ready?
One, two, three. Give it to the church. And you put it, when you go to bed at night, you close the shades.
And
when you go and you make sure shampoo's just yours, not his.
Not both.
Not hers.
And you don't share toothbrush because if you share toothbrush, you can both get diseases.
All right, you guys?
Yeah, you got that, guys?
Anybody else?
Follow that.
Woo.
I was going to give something serious, but I think that's a lot. You get like 10 different things.
Do serious. Go.
No, okay. Here's a sweet piece of marriage advice is that every time that your spouse approaches you, be it a conversation, a look, something where they're in trying to engage with you, it's called a bid. All right.
Yes.
And the more bids that you answer, the better chance of your marriage thriving and growing. Yes. Right.
Yep.
So when when your wife comes in,
and if they say, look at that sunset.
Yeah, look at
that. Beautiful.
Yeah, that's a bid.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
She's looking for a response from you. So you say, oh, that is nice.
Or to share it with you.
So the more of those that you can respond to,
interesting,
the better. I mean, this is scientific. Yeah. They did studies on
this. They did a study on it for 40 years with the same couples. I don't remember how many, maybe 80 couples.
Right.
Over a 40-year time. And those who answered bids at least 75% of the time were still married. And those who answered less well, like 50 yeah. or I can't remember the percentage or less were divorced.
Mm. Well, mm-hmm. whenever Liv comes up with a bid, like, look at the sunset, I or like, hey, look, it's so pretty outside. I just give her a firm handshake and then we go on throughout our day.
That's it.
Yeah, just that's, straight that's handshake. How you it's worked bids. Out. How do you like
women it? Love that.
Yeah, I thought that was.
I don't have hands, so joke's on you.
We learned that in marriage counseling, you know, when the going is rough.
Yeah, back that's good. Yeah, women love the handshake. Just yeah. That's about it. That's all.
That's all you can get.
So simple.
That's all I need.
That is a love. It should be its own love language.
Mm. Right. Honey, do you have anything else you want to add? Like,
I think bid one is
couples
good.
Advice. That's a just, it's such a, that's legit. Mm-hmm. That's legit.
When because it doesn't, when it's not happening, it's not good.
And you know, and most of the times when, okay, we can interpret something as nagging, we can interpret something as being anxious or picky or, you know, mm-hmm. but it's really they're that's honoring right. you.
Yeah.
By wanting you to be in their life. Most of the times.
Trying to engage you.
Yeah. Mm. Most of the times that you have conflict, it has to do with that person is not feeling engaged and they mm-hmm. want to with you. So it's really mm-hmm. an honor to.
Wow.
Yes.
To that they would do that.
That's funny because last night I watched a show called Modern Love. I'm not necessarily recommending it because I didn't see all the episodes, but I happened to see one with Tina Fey and she's married to a guy. And it's literally about that. Mm. In the end, where she wasn't feeling a part of his life. He wasn't engaging her into his stuff. And she's like, did we just like, you know, come together to raise kids? And they were watching the movie, The March of the Penguins. And that's when she breaks down. Like, did we just get together, have babies? And this is it.
Yeah. Most of our, yeah, most fights and most things they start with, I need you in my life and I don't feel like you're in it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's where it is.
This is just, it's not the most important or whatever, but just like, don't neglect other friendships in your life and like, don't stop living your life. Like do fun things together, but then also don't be afraid to be like, hey, I'm going to spend time with my friends. Cause when you leave for a while, it's true. The phrase it's like distance makes the heart grow fonder.
Yeah. Absence makes
absence. Yeah. And so like when you go and you like, you hang out with your buddies and you come back, it's like, there's like a yearning. I like to come back. I don't know.
I think it's sense. Absinthe. Absinthe.
Yeah. Absinthe. Don't say yearning. Yeah.
Okay. I know couples that once they get married, that is all they do. All they do is like, well, and then they make it a chore. Got to get home to the wife. Like, got to whatever. And I hate that.
You got any other questions?
Yeah, I got another question. It says, I heard Bob Smiley did some substitute teaching. What did the staff and former Body Break stars do for income in 2020?
You know, I heard this about Naked Green.
Yeah.
Alex?
Yes.
Yeah.
He won like a huge poker tournament.
Yeah, he won like worked on that on the road.
Grand. He won $45,000 in a poker
amazing.
Tournament.
That's,
yes. We'll isn't that awesome?
Him. Yeah, fun.
We love him.
Yeah, he's all right, amazing. Naked.
That's why he doesn't star. Return my calls anymore.
He was just playing in a tournament for, I think, $1 million or something.
Really?
Wow. Yeah.
Isn't that cool?
Yeah. That's crazy. An interesting thing to do.
Because he's really worked hard at it. I mean,
and
he's playing like 1,000
yeah.
like 1,000 hands a day or something.
Didn't he get on the bus?
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, he plays like 3 or 4 different games at the same time, and he does like Alex Optional.
Wow.
That's his Twitch handle and just streams.
Yeah. Follow him.
Yeah, Alex Optional.
Oh, yeah. You can follow? Okay.
Yeah. I'm sure Caleb. What's Caleb
he's
is
in Austin.
I don't know where he was working at a production company. Maybe.
He still is.
I think that's what he's doing still.
Right.
Yep.
Doing the music thing.
Yeah.
Isn't he?
He's got a girlfriend.
He's got her. Yeah. She seems to be
cute.
Really sweet.
We haven't met her, but I'm sure she's cool.
Yeah.
She looks
cool. Now, is she a Texan? Do we know?
I assume.
Caleb, let us know. Let us know about this mystery girl that we all are we
you
well
can
like.
See her.
But what did you do, Dad?
What did I do? Absolutely nothing.
Well, Frank's working at Home Depot, I think. And then my brother, well, that doesn't matter.
Where's your brother?
He was on Body Break.
Oh, Mark Johnson. He texted me with a picture of, he said that the caption said, does this remind you of old times? I guess he drove by a tour bus that was being towed.
Oh, nice. That's so funny.
There was actually a follow-up question.
Oh, go ahead.
Okay.
To do with that. It says, any thoughts on what happened with John Crist? I hope he has truly repented and will be back out with Tim someday.
Yeah, I do too. John is a very sweet human being, and when you go out and especially the way he blew up being single and it's you have to have infrastructure around you that will
and he's totally repentant
oh totally
for sure
totally and
And yeah. he's leading shows on his own now.
He's got a ton of shows.
Oh, he's got more than any of us.
Yeah.
He's got,
oh, yeah. Like he's got a full
12
tour.
12 to 15 a week, month.
Absolutely. So. See, yeah, John just get, John.
I mean, I wish he'd go on the road with you again, but he probably can't because he's too busy.
He doesn't need any of us.
No, I know. Not a need thing, just because it's fun.
Yeah. I think we'd rather play golf together than. I remember the first day that he came out on tour with us. I woke up, I was on the tour bus, and he had, I guess, caught up with us in the morning. And so I just, you know, get out of my bunk, walk in and make some coffee or something. There's John sitting on the couch by himself, not really knowing what to do.
Oh, the first time you said
yeah,
when you
go, not really okay. knowing what to do. And, hilarious. You know, and he pretty much took over the world.
Yeah.
The next year. Okay. But I mean, it's starting to, and it's good. A lot of these guys are gigging more. And
yeah.
I think things are going to go crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
People are really going to want to go see shows.
Oh, well, gosh, I saw two like tour dates list, I think for John Christ and Trey Kennedy. And
me
they
too.
Are just packed.
And they're sold out. Yeah. So many
sold
are sold out.
Like, and I think it'll be fun to see it though, because it's kind of
we
like
should go.
A boring tour.
Yeah.
I know. I think
yeah, the
should.
St. Louis one is sold out.
Where is it?
In December.
For John?
It's in December. It said sold out.
Oh, I'll text him.
Do you know where it was?
Yeah, we'll text him.
Were you want take one questions? Or two more?
Oh, sure. Let me see.
Thank you for doing that, Libby.
Yeah. All right. How are Tim and Heather doing? How you guys doing?
We're doing great. We had a great 28th anniversary a few days
Whoa.
Ago.
Yes, it was a good day.
That was amazing. Let's tell them about our day, what we did.
Well, you planned it, so that was awesome.
Okay.
And we went to, okay. No, I mean, you did good.
Oh, no, you're, hey.
And,
it was fun.
Sing my praises.
We like each other.
And that's right. We went for a paddle boat ride in Forest Park, and it was so nice. It was like in the 80s, but
we took our umbrella. Hey, Brett, if you take a paddle ride in the sun, take your umbrella. It helps.
Yeah.
Wait, can I say something about this? You guys went paddle boating, and Mom took a picture of Dad.
Yeah.
But and you can see Mom's reflection in Dad's.
I hate that.
Like
Spencer,
sunglasses.
Of course,
it was the
it
funniest
up.
Photo. Because it's just like it's Mom
so
kind of like crouching over with like
the little paddle boat.
Yeah, with like her shoulders
so
like hunched, and then like you just.
And Spencer, of course, corner. Blows it up because he
it's
blows
awesome.
Up every picture that we send of anything.
Yeah.
And
don't
focuses
get caught in
the
background.
The bad part.
That's something our
like,
family
stop.
Does. If there's a picture of anybody
Spencer
and
mostly.
They have a remotely weird look on their face, somebody's going to blow
over.
It up to full size and show.
And then make it the background on their phone.
So yeah. Funny, and though. Then we had a nice picnic. You got all the food.
Well, what did we do after that? Wait a second. We did the paddle boats. Yeah, right. We got the picnic, and then...
Yeah, and then... what I want to preface this story a little bit.
Right.
Because Tim isn't so good at this stuff. And then I realized why, maybe like a couple of months ago. And I said, I feel like when you do these things, it's like you're so uptight, or I don't know. You had said something that made me realize, oh, this is why these kind of things don't go well. Because I guess you think it needs to be perfect or something.
Right.
And so that comes out. So when you like put these things together over, you know, sometimes over the years, it's like, okay, this is such a good idea, but it's so like, I don't know. I'm not having very much fun with him because
I was so stressed out. I want to go perfect.
Stressed out
right?
and yeah. anxious.
Yeah, that's interesting.
And this time you weren't at all.
Well, I want your approval.
Well, that's sweet. No, it was sweet. I'm just saying in the moment, it's like. Yeah. But this time it wasn't like that. You just like got what you like and some things you know I like. It was like what I, you know, it was just good.
Got a carton of cigarettes, got some brass monkey, and it was a lot of fun. I don't remember a whole lot of it, but I do remember getting arrested by the park ranger and they let us go.
Well, then we went to a hot tub show.
Went to our favorite bakery.
Oh, yeah.
We got
down
some treats
hill.
At the bakery.
Yep.
Then we looked at some houses.
So
I grabbed a coffee.
Oh, my
cold
gosh.
Brew.
What did I have from the bakery that was the most delicious thing?
It was
on
like
the
a
hill.
Cream puff, a homemade cream puff.
But it's different than any cream puff I've
Chocolate
ever had
covered.
In the world.
Yeah. We need to. You
like,
guys into that?
The entire world.
In the entire
world.
The place world. I've been, which isn't that
It's amazing. The cream puff that we hide. At the place, the beautiful.
That was from Missouri.
That was a good impression, Dan.
It's amazing.
And then
you know who that is?
That's
then we went to
Obama Jareem Jabbar.
Yes, that is Joe Biden. Joe Biden, the president of the United States,
Ooh,
California.
That's spot on.
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
It's not bad.
No, it was pretty good.
It's everyone could do it. I feel like a lot of people could do Arnold Schwarzenegger, but no one else.
That's a big one.
Yeah.
Big one that people do. Then
the
we went to a hot tub show and we bought a hot tub.
That was Schwarzenegger.
Wait, say that again.
Sorry.
And the protein and the birds.
Nope.
I thought.
Wait, keep going.
That was sick.
That sounds just like
that's like literally that's perfect.
Oh yeah, yeah,
yeah.
California, California, and you put the birds in the protein shake.
Put the what in the protein?
Put the birds in the protein shake. That's
the secret.
Yeah, that's
is that how you get jacked?
Arnold, did you ever do steroids?
Yes, I do them all day, every day. Thank you, Tim.
All day, every day.
Thank you, Tim, for your question. I'll take more. No.
Why didn't you run for president of the United States, you governor?
I did run for president, but too bad it was for Mexico, not America. My bad.
Arnold, what are you my bad. Are you like retired now or what how do you spend your days?
Most days I wake up, I eat weekends with cream cheese slathered on top. Then I go to the mall where I work at Supplement Superstore and I sell protein and the buds and the shake. And then when I'm done with that, then, I curl up a nice cozy book and, I go to bed at sharp about 5 o'clock.
You're the most famous bodybuilder of all time. Do you still lift weights?
Now I only work my pinky, my forearm, and my toes.
Really?
So I'm really getting good workout nowadays. So if you look at pinky toe foreknail, you'll know that I am number one.
Can I ask her one question?
Yeah, go for it.
Him, one question.
Yeah. Him.
Arnold Schwarzenegger, what is your diet like, your nutrition, like your philosophy?
Diet and nutrition, it's really subjective. So usually I wake up, I eat wheat thin, and I slather in cream cheese. And then I go to the mall.
You said
and
that.
I,
so you like
I
the
go
whip?
To the mall. Like yeah. I work up in my superstore. I put the protein and the birds and the powder and the shake.
Yeah, we kind of heard that. That's okay. So it's pretty much
what I eat.
Do you
the wheat thins with the cream cheese
and the birds?
I know a long time ago shake. When you were in the movie Terminator, the way you got around was. You didn't use a car. You used a helicopter?
Used a sword.
No.
Nope.
So do you still use the chopper? Like, do you still get in the chopper?
Most days now is dangerous because everyone wants to be me, so they try to kill me, so can't be so up in the open, so,
wait,
now what I do-
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Oh, that's
obviously.
Right,
I mean, who is he?
Hey, wait.
So-
I couldn't-
I'm sorry, Arnold, could you- we have just a few minutes. Can you do- some of your famous lines for us, like, can you say, get in the chopper, like,
yes,
do the chopper.
Get to the chopper.
That's,
like that.
Can you do, this is from a YouTube video, you have elbows and you have knees, now touch them.
Touch them.
Okay. Can you say, can you say, I'll be back, like a Terminator?
I'll be back.
That's so good.
Yes, I know many of you wondering my voice is like this now, because I take steroids. So it's not big, it's not deep and grumbly now, brumbly. Now it's high and fun.
You do, you
just. Because I'm just a fun guy now.
Yeah, you're so light and fun and just jolly.
Is that what happens with steroids? Your voice gets high?
That is what happens.
That's the next level of steroids.
And he lost his accent, you just become, so that's kind of weird.
Yeah.
Yeah, Ben. I've been living in America for a long time now, so.
It doesn't sound American either.
You sound kind of like an old Jewish man.
So now I live. California, California.
Oh my gosh. Wow. I don't think we can top that. That's good. I think we got it.
Thank you all. Vote for me next coming round of presidential elections.
He's pretty old. I don't know.
I would vote for you in a heartbeat, Arnold.
Well, I had to get a new heart too, so don't be joking about that.
I don't want to stop.
Don't be talking about it, you boom boom pal. Come to California in California.
This is like, how old is Arnold now?
How old are you, Arnold?
I'm 29.
Oh. You're just 29?
Yeah, 29 plus 4 quarters.
Plus 4 quarters.
What is that? What does that
129.
Mean? 129. 129? 129? Uh-huh.
This could be like extra content we could sell.
Yeah. Right.
Huh? If you want to hear the real Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Buy our premium subscription.
Buy a premium subscription.
YouTube thing.
Is it subscription?
Yeah, yeah.
Prescription.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Thanks for listening to the podcast. We'll see you next time.
Bye.
From me, Arnold Schwarzenegger.